The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I saw a picture yesterday on the on my Facebook from some old friend, acquaintance. I'll say acquaintance because I haven't seen these people in years, and so I wouldn't say we're friends. But
you don't want to claim what they're about to do?
Well, it was Cinco de Mayo yesterday. I don't know if this is appropriate or not. Probably not. There's like 10 white people in sombreros with big mustaches on.
It's questionable.
And then I'm not going to have it, but, and then the picture was, they tagged a picture. Great time. And they're all just sitting around drinking somewhere. I
might have given you the sombreros. You throw the mustaches on, that might be where it goes too far.
Yeah. I was thinking of mustaches, too. I mean, I'm not going to be so, I hate the word woke, because woke means you actually care about people. But
the opposite of woke, by the way, is drowsy. Asleep. Yeah.
During your trial?
Yeah.
That.
Exactly. Right.
I was a little more interested in the history of Cinco de Mayo, so I looked a little bit of that up, and apparently, and I confirmed this with a resident of Puebla, Mexico, they do war reenactments.
Because they beat white people, right?
No, it's French. Yeah, it was French.
Well,
it was just a bunch of peasants, and it was a ragtag group of Puebla Mexicans that took down the French. So I was curious. Who the hell wants to be the French in that instance? It's like doing Super Bowl reenactment. Who wants to be the Vikings? The Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl reenactment.
Yeah, I'll be Norwood.
And I never understood, and you had a better grasp on this, because I was only in Pennsylvania for a year, but why the hell do people want to be the Rebels? Well, it was easier to get people to be the Rebels than it was, at least some time ago.
It was. There was a time, because, think about people who are into that stuff, but I didn't understand it either. I talked to a guy that... Now, he was a northern guy, but that reenactment stuff was huge.
Was it an underdog thing at the time?
Yeah, probably. But, underdog means you white flag and slavery was gone. These are all good things that they lost,
They were taught. The Confederacy is an underdog story.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called traitors, what they are,
one of their this Facebook... ragtag group of rascals.
That wanted to own slaves.
Dane also mentioned, I said, do any reenactments today? Funny. And when you do those, who wants to be the French?
Yeah.
His answer is, just like modern day, no one wants to be French.
Is that Fabrizio?
No, this is from Zane.
Oh, Zane, okay.
Yeah. Your Mexican son.
My son that lives in Puebla, Mexico. Yeah. Today is a day.
Speaking of that, man.
Picture them using a baguette as a bayonet.
Right. Also, so today is a day we
Of course you do, Nick. Because it's a Monty Python sketch. Sketch which one it is.
Yeah. Right there. Staying at home today because Mexico loves fireworks for any holiday. And our dogs don't like things that explode. So,
by the way, they
were that enthusiastic.
How about Nebraska loves fireworks for any holiday too?
Apparently it's on the same level. He's experienced both now.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. Speaking of New Mexico, there was a horrible story. Two Australian guys and an American guy went surfing down in Baja there, across the San Diego area. You're familiar with that area, Todd? I'm not. And then got carjacked and murdered. Yeah.
In Tijuana.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see it somewhere. It was a big story this morning.
They were missing for a couple of days. And
they
then,
were.
Oh, they're dead now.
Yeah. Because you're supposed to not drive through Mexico, right?
That part?
As a white guy. Apparently you're not, you know.
I didn't know that part was unsafe. I know a lot of people
do now.
From Phoenix go down to Rocky Point, and I know there's
I don't know exactly where it was. Ensenada?
Designated. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Camping near the town of Ensenada, about 60 miles south of Tijuana.
Right.
Right.
And I don't know, they designate...
You get murdered anywhere. So
safe
point,
highways. Right. You know, like the when you're going down to Rocky Point, apparently you should stay on the safe highway, whatever that may be.
Yeah, but that's only like, I mean, what is that, 20 miles past the border maybe? That's a real small little spit of land.
Right. Yeah, probably a little more than that, but
safe.
No.
They murdered three, they murdered these guys.
You're not driving through Mexico, you know, much.
No, you're not for very long.
Yeah, because you're going to die.
Well, these people did, yes.
Yeah, they died. That's horrible. Yeah. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are live, by the way. It's May 6, 2024, the year of no Lord.
The day after Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, the day after Cinco de Mayo, exactly right.
Are we still observing International Masturbation Month?
Oh, what month was that?
That's this month.
It's May. It was May, but I'm not seeing an International Masturbation Month anymore. I'm getting a national. It's not even international. National Masturbation Day, and that would be, I guess, in this country, and it's not happening for another few weeks.
No. SNL brought it up this weekend Weekend Update, National Masturbation Month.
The day is not during Masturbation Month?
Well, yes, it is.
Okay, that's good.
But I didn't know if we were still doing the whole month.
I was going to say, that'd be weird.
It's May 6th, a couple weeks from now. Yeah. May's not over, Nick.
Right, because the only masturbation month things I can get my hands on are coming out of 2016, 2017.
Get your hands on.
Yeah.
I think it would make more sense to have it during like a fall or winter month.
Well, no, I told you that because spring is when your stuff starts to move a little more. They talk about that. You
know, this is the seed sowing season.
In the spring, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love, and that actual statement comes from the fact that your balls hibernate in the winter. Now, granted, it's been warm now for a while, but your balls hibernate in the winter, and you do get hornier in the spring. That's a medical thing.
There's any science behind that?
Well, that's what I read.
Yeah,
reading in science of our pussies.
Yeah. I think that was conventional wisdom a long time ago.
Yeah, it still might be, man. We're horny every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you less horny other seasons? I don't know. So.
I think it's your body. It's
nice outside now.
It's warmer.
You're supposed to take the time to celebrate.
Your junk is hanging lower than you when you're in the middle of winter.
Well, that might have been the case, like pre-HVAC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I still think being outside in the warm weather changes things compared to being in the winter.
Nobody
inside.
Wanted to bang when you had to have 9 layers of clothes on just to keep from dying.
Yeah, pull the wiener out.
There's more exposed skin out there now.
Yeah.
It's getting nicer.
Yeah, yeah. So I Puss did too. Actually, I saw the first. We kind of tag teed the show last night accidentally. I watched the very beginning of the Brady roast. I went the whole way through Ron Burgundy. He showed up, which was great, by the way.
I thought the roast was great.
I did. Yeah.
And then I went to bed after right around Belichick was talking. I just went to bed, but Puss told me who came up after that.
I got in on the second and third hours. I got in right as Bert and Tom Segura were doing something, and then I watched through
bit.
The end.
I kind of like they did that bit. They kind of did the tag team video thing, and they're pretty funny. But it's funny.
They compared him to Hitler, which was hilarious.
But this was funny because they did mention that basically people were the more famous to look over there and go, I don't know how you guys are.
You know? Yes.
He goes, and right at the beginning, it was Kevin Hart who was starting to get drunk. He was funny, man. And he was just calling Brady his
bitch. He did not stop getting drunk, let me tell you that.
No, he did not. Yeah, I bet he did.
He did not let off.
Because I'm the most famous person up here. Nobody else is here. Got a bunch of SE podcasters over here. That's what he called them.
Yeah, they're arena comics sitting over there. They're like, who are you? It's crazy.
Well, it's a different world, though.
Yeah,
you think
it's
about
a completely
it. Now,
different world.
One thing I did notice when I'm watching that is not that Edelman was cool. I mean, I hated the Patriots, obviously, like everybody else did. But Edelman was really funny, and he seems like just a regular dude.
He actually delivered his bit, like a pro.
But he was also laughing during the jokes. He did not make one of those jock faces that I saw. Three or four guys over there were not getting it. And I'm thinking, what? You're too cool to laugh. They are, because we know jocks.
Randy Moss
jocks.
Was kind of one of those guys. He was
He was. And then if you saw some faces when Ron Burgundy was up, like they didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, and by the way, the rest of the crowd filled with laughter up because Ron Burgundy killed.
And maybe I missed this at the beginning, but you know, there was two sides of the set, and basically the whole left side was ex-Patriots sitting with Tom,
right?
And then
looking at the stage, right?
If you're looking at the stage,
people that had moved out of the country,
and then on the right side was all the comics, was Nikki Glaser and Jeff Ross and
Glaser
Burt.
Killed it, by the way.
She did.
And then in the back row behind those guys was just a random collection of like six black guys that they never really acknowledged, are these guys?
But
I think that's the same as who was sitting behind on the other side. I think they're all former teammates.
I assumed they were more former teammates, but I couldn't recognize any of them.
The only thing that bugged me about that roast was there was like a bro-ish element from the comic side. When somebody would be killing it, they'd be like, go, go, go. It's like, shut up.
Right.
Just let him tell the joke. I think Andrew Schultz kicked somebody. When Tony Hinchcliffe is walking by, he's like kicking him. And like,
that
like,
dude
well,
what killed.
He was really
good.
It's worth a watch, by the way. It's really fun.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. But they did mention, because Ross started it off after Kevin Hart did his bit, and he did a whole bit about, just a quick thing about Robert Kraft getting a handy, and it was hilarious.
A massage.
Yeah, well, it was a handy.
Yeah.
And then Brady walks up to him like a bitch and whispers in his ear, and you can hear it, right?
Because he's right on the mic.
Yeah. And he says, don't ever talk about that.
He says, don't say that S again.
S again.
Like, that was really the only topic they stayed away from throughout the night.
Well, because
it came up once a little later. Because Kraft actually spoke later, and he was hammered.
Yeah, well,
he was strokey.
It could have been.
He's walking hammered, though, at this point. Don't you like he's kind of walking hammered? Just, like a walking taco, he's just walking hammered.
I watched a bunch of clips, and I don't know
he's
of
a walking,
one
don't drive man.
That I heard that you wouldn't have to clean up.
It was. Because no matter what they were talking about, they threw in swear words every couple.
I heard at least three Aaron Hernandez jokes, which I love.
I love that they went there.
Brady
they went there
himself.
Right away. They went there right away.
Brady himself dropped an Aaron Hernandez joke, but and then Gronk was obviously terrible because Gronk can't read. Right. But
it was great.
Right at the end, when Kevin Hart came back up after, he's like, let's just all acknowledge it. Gronk may be on something more than just alcohol tonight.
Yeah,
he looked like he was a little funny.
Drew Bledsoe killed, man. I mean, he pulled it off. He was drinking some red wine up there, and he delivered lines perfect. I mean, I know people.
He
like
took
that
some
stuff
shots
there.
Too.
Yeah,
man.
He did. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But he got a bunch of shots.
He was
off,
the first
man.
Player in the draft. Oh, yeah. And he's going to be celebrating 28 years of marriage.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yes.
That was funny.
Like
yeah.
CMJ out of the comics had the best set of the night.
She was good. She was good.
But to your point of
is that the girl looks like a dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The athletes who can't laugh. How many professional athletes do you know that you could describe as, oh, he's got a real self-deprecating sense of humor?
Oh, well, Julian Edelman now.
Julian Edelman. I can name one now. Julian Edelman. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was great.
Because they were all giving him crap about being gay for Brady, and he just leaned into that about as hard as you could. With some stuff that I can't even think about saying here.
I was happy to see Peyton Manning kind of eat it.
Was he there?
He was okay. He came out. He was the very last one, and he came out, and then he introduced Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and brought Brady.
Oh, so he was not sitting on the stage.
No, he was a surprise guest.
He was fine.
And Ben Affleck came out late.
He kind of
and
ate
obviously,
it too.
Obviously, Ron Burgundy was a surprise guest.
Yeah,
it was great.
Brady
might have
known. I don't know, but it was a surprise guest for the audience.
As Ron Burgundy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In full Ron Burgundy.
In character.
Why would I? No, he had the wig on and everything, man. He did the bit, you know.
He had the entire crowd.
I have to call Will Ferrell just Ron Burgundy
just
all the time.
A guy named
now.
Ron Burgundy.
Todd, he had the entire crowd in that arena chanting, Tom Brady is Eli's bitch.
Yep. He said Eli wasn't there tonight because Tom Brady's afraid of Eli. It was really funny, man.
Nice.
It's worth a watch. It was live, which I do like that it was live because they couldn't cut anything, couldn't anybody set, you know, like you do with the normal stuff, you know.
It was worth hanging for.
Right. I didn't watch it, but I guess Cat Williams had a live Netflix special on Saturday night.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it was up on the menu.
I'm going to check that out.
All right. You got gigs this week, Nick?
Yeah, Gary Curtis there doing a couple of those Blazing Bike shows Friday night. We're doing a late show at the Funny Bone, and Saturday we'll be in Backswing in Lincoln.
And Gary will be there on Wednesday.
Gary's coming up.
Yeah, then the 23rd through the 25th, I'll be back in Wichita at Vorshays.
When are you in Wichita?
The 23rd through the 25th, okay. Week after next.
And Gary will be here, too, later on this week. Walsh, Cameron, right, all the guys?
Walsh will be here. Gary, Cameron won't be here this week. Okay. But we got a bunch of other guests. I can tell you about that later.
Mr. Skin, too, today. Come on back. We're live.